Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, I'm looking at Isaiah 28 verse 18 because it has everything in the world to do with what we're going to be talking about today. And it says, "And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand when the overflowing scourge of God's judgment," Isaiah 4:4, "shall pass through, then shall you be trodden down by it." And it's interesting who it addresses, folks. It addresses the judges, it addresses the teachers, it addresses those that are in government, it addresses kings and princes, and how they've given themselves over. And regardless if they know that they're a part of it or not, it matters not, because as Scripture tells us, those that will let will until they be taken out of the way. Isn't it interesting how most people think, well, if I just let things be, then this will all go away? No. The Bible says just the opposite. Those that will let will until you be taken out of the way. And the fact of the matter is, friends, when judgment comes, it comes for us all. Read Amos 9. Read the whole chapter, because no one is going to get out of judgment. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to talk about it's a monopoly that needs to be broken up and abolished. And I'm talking about this World Economic Forum and what it is that they mean to establish, and how it shows you what's happening from the top down to the bottom, and how they're bringing about dictation. I'll get into this more in just a couple minutes, but I do want people to understand that when I say to people, you know, you're just doing your job, you need to keep in mind that the bad guys can't do what the bad guys do if you don't do it for them. And it's important that you understand that. And in parallel, another thought is, isn't it interesting? It's these people that create these monopolies. They create wars. They create the problems in which we face today. And they're created because the people allow them to create it. And isn't it interesting how they create the crime? I mean, just think of World War One. Think of World War Two. Think of the wars that we've endured. I think we've been in war for about 240 years since the inception of this country. I'm not kidding you, friends. And your government, by the way, is establishing a global order by having military presence, our military presence, in over 737 countries. If you didn't know that, now you know. But isn't it interesting how they create the wars? And yesterday I said this, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you're fighting each other, you're fighting the wrong people. If they want to create the wars, then let them fight the wars, okay? Let's not just sit back and say we're just doing our job. No, we're not doing our job. Folks, we're playing into their hands if we allow them to create a war. I also want to say this. Isn't it interesting how the innocent die through these wars, through these monopolies, through these crimes that they commit? You can take it so many different ways. How is it that they're not held accountable in this life, but the innocent pay the price? Americans, we need to think about how we're being played here. I mean, many people haven't figured out that they're like a chess piece being played by puppeteers. We have to. This is why it's so important that we stick to the Word of God, because when we stick to the Word of God, they have no power over us whatsoever. We stick to what the Word dictates and commands, we're going to be A-okay. And if not, you know what? It's not going to be good for the enemy neither. When the Lord said, "Touch not mine anointed," He meant just that. But I do want to say this, going full circle, that when you look at Isaiah 28, verse 18, you know, this covenant of death, it says it will be disannulled. In the monopoly that we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes, it can be disannulled. Hey, folks, if people would quit doing the biddings of these big corporations that are trying to create a global order by creating war and monopoly, and it goes hand in glove, folks, it's interesting. We could put a stop to this today. And all those people that are responsible for the crimes that are being committed against each other on the bottom tier, per se, that can all stop if we would get educated here and actually take it to them rather than them allowing rather than them taking it to us. And the Lord prefers the latter. Okay, just so you know. Just so you know, I want to make clear everyone understands what I'm saying here. I just had a bunch of traffic walk through my studio. Sorry, folks. Let's get to this right on the other side. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to this page. Also, go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to that page as well. SOL Radio Live, subscribe to that page as well. Also, wanted to let you know, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. And again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Nobody can pull this away from the fact that, friends, when we have a knowledge of the Word, we cannot be enslaved. So let's just start teeing this up for the next segment, friends. The other day I had brought up how Wendy's is going along with this whole demoralization of America by advocating what God clearly condemns. And I'm talking about the sodomite agenda, which is illegal in every state. Look at your state statute. You have to be the law. You have to be the strength of the law. You have to enforce the law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. This is government-backed, and they're trying to advocate for that which is unlawful by demoralizing so they can control. I've said this for years on this show, folks. But look at what we see. Wendy's going along with it, celebrating Pride Month, again using the rainbow as a complete mockery of the reason that the Lord gave it. If you haven't taken the time to understand what that's about, friends, the rainbow was given after the flood, after the Lord destroyed man. Why? For the wickedness of man. He set a bow in the air, and it was a covenant between him and Noah and his seed. That's found in Genesis 9:12. What's interesting is how the sodomites use it as a rainbow for pride. Well, isn't that the reason Satan was kicked out of heaven? Yeah, it was for pride. So these people are literally daring the justice of God, and I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm not going to be accomplice to it. I'm not going to be complicit. I'm not going to consent to it. I'm going to stand against it because that's what the church is called to do, Ephesians 5:11. We're going to come right back, and we're going to go right into it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I made a comment concerning the 737 military bases around the world is what I said. I said nothing of countries, okay? But we have some guy that wants to go ahead and throw out there. Again, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. U.S. military has, this person said U.S. military have over 737 military bases, forts, etc. around the world. There are only 195 countries. Well, actually, there's 196. But then again, that's why you're tuning in. Okay, so I'm here to help you. Just wanted to let you know. Let's keep in context. I also took the article, The American Empire, 737 military bases in 148 countries. There are 196 countries. Did you know about this? It's all linked onto the social media platform if you'd like to go ahead and check that out. So I was just talking about during the break, before the break, as to how all these companies, and I've highlighted this before, you notice that the mainstream media starts to push an initiative. They use pop stars, they use musicians, they use movie stars. They begin to pollute the minds in hopes of desensitizing the people so at the end of the day they can demoralize. And they start to advocate for, like, the gay agenda. And Madonna said, just keep it out there long enough. The people will accept it sooner or later. No, they won't. We're not going to accept what God clearly condemns. And it's an abomination. It's not a sin. Read Leviticus 18:28 or 22. Let me say it again. Homosexuality is called sodomy in the Bible. It's also called sodomy in state statutes. And do remember that it's not a sin. It's an abomination. God calls it an abomination. And what is the fruit of sodomy? Go ahead and look in Sodom and Gomorrah, who were set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. So if you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God, do it on your own. I'm not going to have a part of it. But going back to it, isn't it interesting how they push it? The media gets behind it. They start to desensitize, to demoralize, so you can be easily enslaved. And then before you know it, the government's right there hand in glove trying to pass laws against the law. That's communism, friends. sense, that's using the law against the law. And it's all null and void. It's nugatory. Why? Because it stands in contrast to God's moral law. So going back to what I was saying during the end of the last segment, we have Wendy celebrating Pride Month. Boy, isn't that crazy how that works? Then you have Burger King doing the same thing, time to be proud. Then you have McDonald's with the rainbow on the back. And then you have KFC, happy Pride Month. Then you see Pizza Hut doing the same thing, and Papa John's and Taco Bell, a globalist outfit. And then you see Arby's trying to play it safe with the little rainbow behind them. And then you see Starbucks. We already know that they're demoralized. They're an abomination is what they are, that company, and so is the CEO. Then Chick-fil-A's jumping on the bandwagon, too. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they're jumping on the bandwagon. This isn't the first time for Chick-fil-A, friends. They've been busted supporting the SPLC, which is a communist organization. Also, Krispy Kreme, Domino's is on board. There's a whole plethora of them, and notice how they're doing this all together now, okay? We've seen Adidas step up to the plate. We've seen Converse step up to the plate. We've seen North Face step up to the plate. We've seen Disney, a major player in all of this pedophilia advocation, and they've been busted for it several times. Look to Florida. There's been sting operation after sting operation where employees of these organizations and these parks such as Disney have been busted with pedophiles that are employed there. The reason I'm bringing this up is because they're doing this all at the same time. And one of the companies that I want to highlight concerning this monopoly is also Bud Light. You've seen how they used a man dressed as a woman, and they've lost billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. So it's Target. Which, by the way, people are asking me, Bradley, have they removed the stuff from the local Target here in my backyard? I will check it this weekend. If not, people are already saying, listen, if you're going to do a protest, we want to be a part of it. I'd like to get a couple hundred people out there and surround Target and let people know we're not going to put up with it. That's how you deal with this, folks. Protestant has meaning, Protestant. And again, read Ephesians 5:11 in process of holding that in context. But Bud Light also announced a new initiative. Did they pull away from this initiative, friends? No. Bud Light announces new initiative with the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ. I don't care what they call it. It's a felony in this country. And despite the boycotts and the loss of sales, guess what? They're going to push through and advocate more of their abominable advocation concerning this whole Pride Month is what they call it. Folks, again, let me just lay the axe to the root of the tree. This is all illegal. I can say it until I'm blue in the face and until people actually understand it, that the government doesn't have a right to break the law. It's going to continue on. Look to the right here. We have Bud Light announces new initiative with LGBTQ+, and then it has all of their beer cans with the rainbow on it. Do you understand how this is being pushed forward and pushed through? Forward is a communist slogan. I'm sure you already know that. See, but the communists also know that when they feel the steel of the people, they're to retreat. But why are they doing all of this? People want to know why. Well, here, this is why. Someone just sent this over to me this morning, and I had to type it out for myself because of the music that was being played in the background. But this person shared with us there's three initiatives that are put down through the World Economic Forum. Okay, this is Klaus Schwab. This is the guy that Donald Trump said was doing a great job. By the way, Donald Trump, as far as this whole Pride Month thing goes, remember we played a video for you just the other day that President Trump is the most pro-gay president. Okay? We played a three-minute video of this guy that was appointed by Donald Trump, and he was giving nothing but praises to Donald Trump. And also keep in mind, Donald Trump tweeted out that he was the most gay president in the history of America. I mean, what this guy is asking for, man, and when it falls on him, it's not going to be good. You reap what you sow. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. it's just not good to advocate what God clearly condemns, because the history of those countries and individuals that promote what God condemns, it doesn't end well for them. And don't talk about how God's not a merciful God. It doesn't end well for them, because God's a good judge and he's merciful to the innocent by dealing with the wicked. See, and if the American people understood that's how we used to operate in this country through ecclesiastical law, we wouldn't be here today, would we? Nope. We'd understand the price of freedom, Calvary, and we would hold to anything that offended it, kicked up against what put Christ on the cross, namely our sin. We would understand, we would tolerate none of it. And that's how you remain a free country, friends, by zero tolerance for crimes. Okay? But if you don't understand that and there's no gratitude towards God through what he did for us on Calvary, then this is what we're going to get. But let me go back to this. There's three initiatives that are put down through the World Economic Forum. It's called CEI. You're going to have to look up the acronyms. One is called ESG, and the other one is called DEI. Now, I did do a little homework during my time before the show today looking up these acronyms, and they are board members of the World Economic Forum. Okay, so if you want specifics, you're going to have to find out more by digging in a little bit deeper. Now, these initiatives are put down as social initiatives from the World Economic Forum. Okay, I want you to understand why this is going on. The most powerful people on the planet, through the banks, there it is again, and that's what I was talking about earlier. Isn't it interesting? The bankers fund both sides or several different facets of a war. They borrow the money, they pay for the wars, and yet the bankers are never held accountable for what they're actually funding. Nope, the innocent kill themselves because they don't take the time to deal with the corrupt bankers that are funding these wars. And again, as I said 1,000 times, friends, if the politicians want a war, go ahead, send them to the war. That's how you're going to end that war. Okay? Aside, back to the point. The most powerful people on the planet, through the banks to the big corporations, these corporations depend upon their financing 100%. So who has the purse strings, friends? CEI does. ESG does. DEI. So when they call the shots, all the lower corporations have to fall in line. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Okay? The corporations depend on the financing from these three companies through the likes of the World Economic Forum. So if they don't do the things that these three initiatives, the CIE, the ESG, and the DEI say, they actually lose their funding so they cannot operate their businesses. This is what happens when you do business with the devil. This is what politicians do all day long. They start out the right way. They begin to deal with the devil just a little bit. And before they know it, they're neck deep into it. And then they begin to compromise. And once they begin to compromise themselves out, then they become extorted. And that's exactly what's going on with these companies. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll come right back after this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden set to speak tonight about the debt ceiling bill that's passed Congress and awaits his signature. And he'll talk about just how dangerously close the U.S. came to default. One asset manager says the U.S. risks a downgrade in its bond rating every time Congress flirts with default. The Justice Department has closed its investigation of the handful of classified documents found at Mike Pence's house and says it will not file any charges. Pence will be among six Republican hopefuls attending the Roast and Ride dinner in Des Moines. It's one of the signature events for candidates campaigning in Iowa. With three people still unaccounted for, searchers are back looking through the rubble of that partially collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. Tropical storm Arlene has just formed in the Gulf of Mexico, but forecasters say it won't last long and is no direct threat to the USA. Rich Johnson, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got John calling in from Missouri. What say you, my friend?
Why, hello, Bradley Dean. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Brother John?
I'm doing great. Praise God.
Amen.
And I just want to say congratulations, my friend, because you are really the one that they're going after. And I see how they took you off of Rumble today, and I just want to say congratulations, because when you ain't over the target, if you ain't getting any flack, you aren't over the target. And for consistently, you have been over the target. And I just want to say keep going. I pray for your protection daily. And I really love what God is doing with you, and just keep on, you know, fighting and pressing forward. And all these other imitator wannabes, they now call themselves entertainers because they know that lawsuits are coming. And I just want to say, Bradley, just, you know, praise God for him using you as a vessel to communicate the word of God through the airwaves. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Keep on chugging.
Thank you, sir. I totally appreciate it. It's always good hearing from you, John, and I mean that in all sincerity. I don't know what happened on Rumble there today, but I'll have to check into that a little bit because I'm on social media platforms right now. Guys, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm here to tell you now, folks, why the corporations are doing what they're doing in unison, and it's what I've always said. If you have not taken the time, now listen, I love documentaries. I love true stories. I love things that are in parallel. I love war movies, and I'm talking about they got to be predicated or premised on true events. But we don't just sit around and watch a bunch of garbage. We shut the TV off, friends, a long time ago. Put that up against James 4:4. Also put that out or up against 2 Corinthians 6:17, because we have done what the Lord has told us to do through Romans 12:2. Check those out in order. But I do want to say this. I've highlighted this, and I highlighted this some time ago, and here's one of those things where it's coming behind us again, where we were way in front of it. If you have not seen the movie, which is premised on true events during the Nazis' final solution in eradicating all of the Jews during that time, if you've not seen the movie Conspiracy, it's very clean. It's the whole storyline's around a table with all of these heads of state, heads of corporations, heads of the military, and the list goes on around the table. And it's interesting how they're getting they're being dictated every step of the way as to what they're going to do, and if they're going to go ahead and be obstinate towards what they're told to do by the likes of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich during that particular time, then they're set aside. There's a conversation. And there's subtle threats that are given that will be seen through if they do not fall in line with the Third Reich. Now, I brought this up probably about a year and a half ago. It's called Conspiracy, okay? And it, again, it's premised on the Final Solution. And the actors are, I don't even know who they are, Stanley Rookie, Kenneth Branagh, just outstanding. But it's a history lesson that's repeating itself today through what we're highlighting through the World Economic Forum. By the way, for those that don't know, Klaus Schwab is looking for a Fourth Reich. We played this video before, and if you pay attention to what the World Economic Forum is doing, line upon line, precept upon precept, that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did with what he could do and work with during the 1930s in establishing the Third Reich. Klaus Schwab's trying to finish the deal. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but your Donald Trump was the last president that's fully compliant with Klaus Schwab. And again, if you look at line upon line, precept upon precept concerning what Klaus Schwab is doing, it's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. And people need to understand that. I think people think that Adolf Hitler during that time was some sort of monster. Folks, he was not a monster to the people. He was a monster to the world. Hey, you know, Time magazine made him the man of the year in America. Not once, but twice. Did you know that? Well, why could it be, or how could it be otherwise when Prescott Bush was illegally financing as a senator the Third Reich? Well, our boys were dying over there. The Bushes were funding the Third Reich. Did you know that? Easy to find online. He was indicted in 1942 for it. But folks, you got to pay attention that Satan can't do anything new. He's doing it all over again, and he comes as an angel of light. And going back to Adolf Hitler, people think that he was just some, he walked up to the people and he was just a monster and a dictator and he would do this stuff publicly. No, he was always holding kids. He was always smiling. He was praised by the people. By the way, they had to praise him, because if they didn't salute him, they could be fined, if you didn't know that. Now you know that. But he was looked upon as an American politician during that time. I don't know if you're aware of this. He was looked upon as an American politician, as if that said representative was looking out for the good of the people. That's how they said Adolf Hitler acted out. And again, look at us simultaneously as to what America's doing and what they did during the 30s. So it's the same thing happening here right now. You have communists, you have those that are working through different systems of government, republics, democracies, whatever the case might be. They all have the same father. He's the devil. And the good news is there's nothing that it can do that's brand new. But we get revelation from the Holy Ghost, and what he gives us revelation to do is go back to the Word of God and trust in him and deal with the enemy. Remember, King David said, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law, but yet he was ready, standing ready to go to war. And he did go to war. I mean, read the book of Psalms, read 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, my goodness. But let's get back to this. I want you to see this. The movie's called Conspiracy, and this is exactly what we're highlighting right now. almost verbatim through CEI, ESG, and DEI under the World Economic Forum. If you're wanting to know why all these corporations are doing what they're doing simultaneously, is because this individual sent me some information this morning, and they were only confirming what we've talked about several times and putting it in words. They are taking 100% of their funding from these three initiatives under the World Economic. And when they're told to do something, they better do it, because if they don't do it, they lose their funding. Now, I'm not going to play or give sympathy to the devil when it comes to these companies. I'm not going to do it. Okay. The fact of the matter is, when these corporations look up to the likes of Klaus Schwab and these other three initiatives and organizations that are giving them the money to demoralize America and other countries, it's time for them to stand up and go to the governments and say, listen, look at this monopoly that's being created, and they're only willing to borrow us money if we do their biddings. That's where the people come into play and hold Congress accountable to enforce the laws and take it to their reps and go ahead all the way up to the top concerning the three branches of governments, and to hold a check and balance on what's going on and hold these people accountable on both fronts. Well, that might sound like a lot to you, but it's exactly what's happening here, friends. I want you to also remember that these companies that we're talking about that are falling in line with the Gay Pride Month, right, which is criminal in this country, the officers of the companies, they're not founders of the companies. These are people that are many generations removed and many degrees of not caring about the actual branding of the company. This is why I'll always tell you, friends, when you see the little guy, support the little guy. Put the big guys out of business. Because if these corporations are going to go along with these three initiatives under the World Economic Forum, put them out of business. Then what are they going to do? There's nothing they can do, folks. That's why, on the other hand, they're operating through totalitarian methods. And by the way, that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Okay? The people that are running these companies, friends, they're many generations removed. It's humorous. You go to these corporations. Let's say you go up to grab a coffee up the street, up in the city somewhere. And you go grab a cup of coffee, and you see that they're a corporation. And you see them at the airports. You see them on the side roads. You see them on the highways. They're everywhere. Well, guess what, folks? These are the corporations that are going along with this initiative. And this is what we need to do, is just say, nope, we're not going to support them anymore. Where's the local cafe? Go over there, buy a cup of coffee for them, and say we're sick and tired of what you people are trying to do to this country. And don't you even suggest that there's nothing you can do about it. Find your funding somewhere else then. Do you see this, folks? These corporations are being extorted, but these corporations also put themselves in the position to be extorted. They took the money. They bowed down and took the money because they wanted everything that Satan had to offer them. See, Jesus rebuked them, but these men, they're opening the doors to him. And then when it's time to pay the piper, they don't want to have to pay the piper. I also want you to keep in mind something, friends, going back to these now founders of the companies that are many generations removed, that these are the people that are also college graduates who think that they know a whole bunch of nothing because they have some advanced degree, and then they are making decisions that are basically about what? Money. Not service. Money. See, this is where people have lost it in this country. It used to be about service. Now it's about the money. That's why you don't hear please and thank you anymore, friends, because it's not the original owners any longer. It's those that bought these companies that don't understand the blood, sweat, and the tears that went into these companies. Quit supporting them. I know some people say, well, it's all going to stop. No, it's not going to stop. It's not supposed to stop. The creep CEO from Disney said this whole woke thing. I'm so tired of all, honestly, folks, woke. I mean, they come up with all these little coin phrases, and here are the people parroting all these coin little phrases. My goodness. I'm embarrassed for people when they go along with the narrative and they parrot it and then they think that they're different and they're a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. I'm going to get back to that in a moment, friends. Jeez, I seriously, some of these people, they think, oh, you know, woke. Well, who came up with that? Well, somebody did. But they're just falling in line, right? Brainless.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm just gonna do it. You know, another one of these companies is BlackRock. Everybody's talking about BlackRock. Well, quit supporting them. Well, who are you supporting that's supporting BlackRock that's owned by BlackRock? Here, Amazon. That's Bezos is a CIA operative, folks. I mean, folks, you people act like that's conspiratorial. No, it's not. Ask him. Microsoft, Bill Gates. I mean, he is a devil and a half, man. He is incarnate, the devil himself. Mr. Depopulation himself. Dow, Fidelity, Exxon, Verizon, Qualcomm. All of these corporations have monopolized, friends, to bear rule over people. And they're using them now to demoralize the people. Okay, PayPal, Walmart, MasterCard, Pfizer, CNN. By the way, can I stop there? I was in Arizona last week. The week before that, I was in Florida. So we've been flying around the country a little bit. Have you taken the time to see the advertisements in the airports? Oh, my gosh. Folks, it's all pharmaceutical companies. I don't watch TV. The only TV I ever get to see is when you go into certain restaurants and they have TVs up in front of you. Every other commercial is pharmaceutical. You know who opened the floodgates to the pharmaceutical? Bush. Bush Sr. Netflix is owned. Tesla's owned by BlackRock. Trans Technologies, Uber, Honeywell, Fox News, CNN. Here you have it. This is wonderful. Just to only reaffirm again what we've always said. I love this because I know I'm right. Because I'm holding to the word. And I'm not seeking my own righteousness. I hear and I judge, just like the Lord said. He's the one that gave me the Holy Ghost when he breathed him on me. Right? John 20, read it. Here you have BlackRock owning CNN. You have MSNBC owned by BlackRock. And then you also have Time Warner that's owned by BlackRock. And then you have Fox News that's owned by BlackRock. See, this is like the Democrats and the Republicans. Although we're a constitutional republic, I know you don't want to go back to the way that the founders established our government because you like to play the games, a good portion of you, the Republicans and the Democrats. I'm just here to tell you that it doesn't exist constitutionally. But there's no difference between the two, just like there's no difference between Fox News and CNN. And MSNBC, they're all pushing the same agenda. See, the left complains about the law because that's their objective, is to tear it down. They hate the law. That's why they take shots at Fox News. But Fox News doesn't enforce the law. They don't educate the people about what the law says. They just teach them how to highlight the crimes of those that they tolerate. Isn't that right? Well, there you have it. Owned by BlackRock. You have Cadence. You have Marvel. You have P&G. You have Coca-Cola. You have Ford. Facebook, owned by BlackRock. Honeywell, Boeing, Raytheon, Texas Instruments, KBR, 3M. Oh, and folks, you can't make it up. Lowe's, Air Products, Trans. And again, the list goes on. All these companies are owned by the same people. How come these are all monopolized? And isn't it interesting, when they push an agenda, they're all told to push the same agenda at the same time? This stops when the people have had enough and they demand that their government break these monopolies up, period. Here, this is what we're dealing with, said this man that sent this information over, that is merely there to confirm exactly what we've been talking about concerning this alliance. Isaiah 28, verse 18. We're dealing with a communist insurgency. It's not just communism, folks, that is undermining the values and the identity of the American public. Okay? What they are doing is they are intentionally creating a scenario where the American people reject the initiative, but are actually hurting iconic American brands that remove much of the American identity. So when you name these corporations off, all of these companies represent America. That's what you grew up believing. And at one point in time, it was true. But it is no longer true, friends. Because many of these companies have been hijacked. Watch Conspiracy, the movie from the 30s. Okay? So they're hijacking the identity. So when you name these companies off, all of these companies in your minds represent America. And as I said, this is how we grew up. And at one point, they were. When you think of them as traditional, which means attached to old customs, they are now removing part of the identity, which is a part of the communist process called demoralization. Just like I told you, demoralize. If you take the time to go back and watch, and maybe I'll do a show on this, but back in the 80s, there was a KGB officer that defected from Russia to America. And he said the first thing they want to do is demoralize the people. Demoralize the people. That's what this is all about. And what they do is they got to play into less than 1.7% of the population and put them in the position of being the victim, when the only thing that they're the victims of is the law that keeps our children safe. Remember their slogan, sex before eight, before it's too late. The whole sodomite agenda, friends, is premised on man-boy love. Just ask them. And for goodness sakes, cross-check everything I'm telling you by going to the congressional record and seeing what was put in there concerning the homosexual manifesto in 1987 by Michael Swift. And what you have is you have a bunch of sodomites in government that are advocating all of this because they're guilty of all of this. Right? Demoralize. That's the objective. They can demoralize you. They can control you. So they want to take the identity out, and they want to put a new piece in there so that you have a new identity. So if there's less identity in America, then there's less to fight for, which makes it easier to conquer, right? Yep. That's why you want to stupefy through the educational process and indoctrinate, because that's, again, what they're doing. Hey, folks, what you have in government, for a better way of saying it, you have the lunatics in the sane asylum running the asylum. Because the people have put up with this. Okay? I showed you some video yesterday of a guy in Nevada advocating that boys can use girls' restrooms and girls can use boys' restrooms. This is all there to confuse, to break people down. I don't know that it's ever been done like this. This is like going back into the dark ages, folks. This is insane. So what these companies are trying to do is they're trying to get the American public, these three initiatives under the World Economic Forum, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the American people to cancel out their own companies that actually hurts their neighbors who are good, hard-working American people. Well, guess what? No, it's still going to fall to the people. I'm not going to pull the responsibility away from the people. Listen, for those people that are working in Target right now, don't justify yourself by saying, I've been doing this job for a long time. If you're not standing against what they're pushing for, you're guilty of it. You're a part of the problem. Any of these names that I've named concerning BlackRock and these three initiatives under the World Economic Forum, if you're a part of any of these companies, don't sit there and tell me that you're just doing your job, because if you weren't doing your job, they couldn't do what they mean to do to the rest of us. I don't understand what people don't get about that. I always equate it to the Nuremberg trials back in 1945. They all said they were just doing what they were told. No, they weren't. If they look at the oath that they swore, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler, but they didn't. Adolf Hitler didn't pull the trigger. These dummies did, because they said they were just doing their job. It's the same thing that these employees in these companies are doing to their own people. So it's not me attacking you, it's you attacking me. And I'm not going to put up with it, right? Let's put this into perspective. This guy had it backwards here. So I'm not trying to hurt anybody's neighbors. I'm telling the people that work in these companies to go to management and tell them to set it straight, or else you're going to pull a lawsuit. That's your only recourse, friends. Okay, so here at the end of the day, what they want you to do is they want you to attack your own. They don't want you to look at who's responsible for creating all of this. They want you to look at each other, and they want you to destroy each other. That's how Satan works. Divide and conquer. Mark 3:25. Hey, folks, let me say this. It's my last 30 seconds here. Go to the top and deal with those that are giving the unlawful initiatives. Okay? And those that are owners and heads and CEOs of these companies that aren't going along with it, then pull yourself away from them. It's that simple.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.